The parliament was stunned when the ruling People's Party revealed that 58% Pakistanis are food insecure, while around 30% suffer from acute symptoms of hunger. The government came under fire from the opposition parties for creating adverse economic conditions to let the people slip below the extreme poverty line, something the government denies. The latest National Nutrition Survey reveals that 72% people in southern Sindh province are the most food deprived, and so is the case with the 63% people in southwestern Balochistan province. The survey points out that most of families in Pakistan spend almost half of their income on food, and the poorest 20% of the population earn hardly 6.2% of the country's total income.
I don't earn every day. Sometimes my family sleeps without food. School fees too high. I cannot even think of providing education to my four children.
Most of the poor families and even middle class families, 80% of the income, 70-80% income is going to buy food. If whole of your income goes to food, how would you think that your kids should go to the schools? So food is first priority for the poor families and the majority of the people of Pakistan. That is why the level of education is being compromised.
The poor food availability, low quality of diet and limited knowledge about the quality foods are leading to generate a vicious cycle of malnutrition among poor families. Pakistan is a disaster-prone country and is exposed to multitude of natural disasters such as earthquake, floods, storms and drought, which is also making people food insecure.
Pakistan is the sixth most populous country in the world, and sadly it ranks at 141 among 182 states in the Human Development Index. What is now aggravating the problem, the survey report reveals, is rising unemployment and insecurity because of pro-Taliban insurgency, something that analysts believe is fast bringing the people under the extreme poverty line. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.